The Public News Service Daily Newscast, August 24th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. Democrats on the House Oversight Committee say a GOP probe into whether teachers' unions had too much influence on pandemic school closures has come up empty.
A spokesperson for the Democrats says that, in fact, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention consulted a wide range of stakeholders before the American Federation of Teachers was even aware of the guidance to close schools. At a hearing in March, California Congressman Raul Ruiz, a Democrat, blamed the lengthy school closures on the Trump administration's attempt to minimize the threat of the virus.
Instead of working to efficiently manufacture PPE, scale up testing, and promote basic public health measures like masking and social distancing, President Trump chose to politicize this virus, calling it a hoax and downplaying its severity.
I'm Suzanne Potter.
Now from CNBC, a judge denied former Trump Chief of Staff Mark Meadows' bid to avoid arrest in the Georgia election interference case. The order from the judge, Steve Jones, and the U.S. District Court in Atlanta came shortly after the Fulton County DA, Fani Willis, urged the judge to reject Meadows' request. CNBC reports that Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, and John Eastman have already been booked and released in Atlanta. Former President Donald Trump expected to be arrested today. And after 3 years of continuous Medicaid coverage during the COVID-19 pandemic, that protection has ended.
As a result, New Mexico is assessing eligibility for everyone on its rolls. Divya Shiv with the state's Voices for Children advocacy group notes 3/4 and even up to 83% of children in some counties get their health care through Medicaid. She says bright turquoise enrollment packets were sent to previous enrollees, but quite a few adults and children are being disenrolled for procedural reasons.
Because they didn't receive or didn't return the renewal packet, but it is likely that New Mexico children are losing coverage, even though many are still likely eligible for Medicaid.
Shiv reminds parents that even if they no longer qualify, their children likely are still eligible. Those who've been disenrolled and need help can get information at the state website, bewellnewmexico.com. Joan Alker with the Center for Children and Families at Georgetown University says Medicaid plays a pronounced role in small towns and rural areas, especially in southern states, Alaska and New Mexico.
Rural areas don't have as good internet connectivity. It's harder to get to an office if you need in-person help. And rural communities already are facing many, many challenges with healthcare providers.
So far, more than 5 million people have lost Medicaid nationally. I'm Roz Brown reporting.
This is Public News Service. Researchers in Ohio are working on a new project. They are looking at health impacts of the February train derailment.
The Healthy Futures Research Project is seeking participants from the area who were subjected to chemical exposure in the aftermath of the train accident. The team from Case Western Reserve University will look at short and long-term health issues, including screening for cancer, as well as metabolic and autoimmune diseases. Lead researcher Dr. Frederick Schumacher says the team will measure DNA damage to examine health impacts over the longer term.
We've got a lot of personal stories, things that affected them directly at the moment from either the burn or the initial exposure, you know, skin irritants and difficulty breathing and others.
The study is still enrolling. To learn more, visit healthyfuturesresearch.org. Brett Pivato reporting.
Arizona, it's long been known as one of the retirement-friendly states in the U.S. for its affordability. But our Alex Gonzalez reports that is changing.
Director of Advocacy with AARP Arizona, Brendan Blake, says the cost of living in Arizona has gone up faster than the cost of living adjustment Arizona seniors receive in their Social Security checks. According to Blake, the average Social Security check in Arizona is just over $1,500 a month. According to Zillow, the median monthly rent price in the Phoenix metropolitan area is just over $2,000. He says the current situation places a financial hardship on many seniors in the state, leading some to lose it all.
Even just paying your property taxes can be a burden. We're seeing so many people who are over the age of 55 now fall into, it's not one day you have a home and one day you don't, but we're seeing so many people over the age of 55 becoming homeless, and the majority of those who are doing that
Finally, our Danielle Smith reports as Tennessee lawmakers continue in their special legislative session on public safety, mental health, and gun reform, hundreds of groups and activists are protesting at the state capitol, demanding stronger gun reform.
Every day, 120 Americans are killed with guns and more than 200 are shot and wounded, according to the Every Town for Gun Safety Support Fund. Linda McFadgen Ketchum with Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense Tennessee says firearms are the leading cause of death for children and teens in Tennessee and the nation. She adds, in this legislative session, they have a call to action to lawmakers and Governor Bill Lee for stronger gun safety laws.
The life-saving bills that could be passed most likely will not even be brought up. So we are more than disappointed. We're outraged that the people's voices are not being heard by our lawmakers and our governor.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Here's a great radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trusted indicators at publicnewsservice.org.